Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Michigan Golf Podcast. First and foremost, today, I just wanted to kind of shoot off a quick pod and wish you guys all a happy 4th of July. Hope you guys are out there and either celebrating the day with friends or family. If you're playing golf, great. If not, if you're sitting around where I'm sitting around, it's hot as blazes out. So I kind of personally took the weekend off and the majority of this past week, but if you got out there and you're teeing it up, awesome. You're well ahead of me right now. I've pretty much taken a break since the Mitten Golf Tour event last Sunday. If you guys tuned in to the last couple episodes, I had a guest on the podcast, my partner for the Mitten Golf Tour, a two-man scramble last Sunday at the Meadows. His name is Paul. We did a cool and really fun precap and recap of the event. And honestly, I haven't touched the club since. Been taking a bit of a break this week, as if you're in the West Michigan area, we're experiencing one heck of a heat wave. I don't think it's dipped below 90 for the daytime high in the last, gosh, seems like 9 days, 8 or 9 days. So anyway, my clubs have spent a lot more time in the trunk than anywhere else this week, which is okay. I think after the city match play a couple of weeks ago and the Mitten Golf Tour event, I've been playing well and feeling very comfortable with my game. And so I've kind of taken this opportunity to rest and relax and just kind of take a bit of a breather. I know I've got, I think I mentioned to you guys a couple of weeks ago or a week or so ago anyway, that I've got another event coming up next weekend, the Kent County Am out at Kauffman, which is my home course and one of my favorite events of the entire summer. And so we'll probably put out a podcast next week and just give you guys a high-level overview of what Kauffman there in Grand Rapids has to offer. It's an incredible course. Honestly, it's become one of my personal favorites as far as public courses in and around the Grand Rapids area. So if you haven't played Kauffman, it's down there on 44th Street and Clyde Park. And it's a real, I mean, call it a hidden gem, maybe not. I mean, I feel like a lot of people know about it, but it's one of those where if you've never been there and you haven't experienced it, which kind of to segue a little bit, kind of fast forward, I went out on Friday, took a bit of a lunch break with one of my coworkers, Evan, and we went out and hit balls there. He had never seen Kauffman before. He had no idea that it was there. So he's from the east side of the state, but it's been over here on the west side, Grand Valley graduate, and so he knows. Gotten pretty familiar with the area over the last handful of years, but he had never seen Kauffman. So I took him out there, showed him just kind of clubhouse, first tee, 10th tee, practice green, just right there. And then we went and hit some balls together, and that was super fun to do yesterday. But for me, I figured I'd kind of put out a podcast real quick and just, I mentioned maybe a week or so ago, if you guys listened to the last few episodes, I had mentioned that I was going to make it up north to just north of Manistee to our family's cottage there on Bear Lake. And my grandparents live up there for the summer, so I was pretty stoked to get up there and put together kind of a belated Father's Day round of golf with my dad and my brother and my grandpa. And Bear Lake, I think I'd mentioned, is kind of where I grew up playing the game, more or less. I mean, I'm from Grand Haven myself and did spend a lot of time, of course, playing Grand Haven Golf Club and worked out there. But a big part of what got me into the game of golf was my grandpa. To kind of double back a few episodes, I got into golf personally because we have a family reunion on my dad's side of the family every year. And every time we'd go up there, I'd have my cousins, I'd have my dad, I'd have my uncle, I'd have just a ton of family members, and they would always go out and play a family reunion golf outing. And it was 9 holes at this little course called Tustin Trails up in Tustin, Michigan, which is a ton of fun. I enjoy it. But back in the day, this was probably, gosh, I don't know how old I was, maybe 12, 13, somewhere in there. The Sunday of the family reunion weekend, everybody would gear up and go play golf. And I didn't. I'd never played before. I had no idea what the game was. And I was kind of in that spot where I wanted to be a part of the action. My older cousins, I kind of looked up to them. We spent a lot of time together, especially around the family reunion. And when everybody gears up and goes and plays golf, and then I'd stay back, it was kind of a drag. So that's a big part of what got me into the game, is kind of wanting to be a part of the action and be a part of the family dynamic that goes out and plays golf on the family reunions. But on the other side of my family, on my mom's side, it's my grandpa who really supported my interest in the game and was really a big part of helping me develop and grow in that way. And I had mentioned, again, a couple podcasts ago that he would get me a membership to the course up there at Bear Lake. We've had that cottage this past weekend. We were just talking about it. I bet you 20 years, maybe a little more, a couple more. But back in the day, he would get me a junior membership at Bear Lake County Highlands, and it would cost maybe $150 for the summer. And that's where him and I would go up. We'd leave on Friday, and if we got out there in time and could get in, squeeze in 9 before dark Friday evening, that's awesome. But otherwise, we'd play on Saturday and maybe get out there on Sunday too before heading home. And so I kind of call Bear Lake County Highlands my home away from home. And it's where I kind of really developed not just a passion for the game, but kind of a better understanding of how good I wanted to be and kind of what level I wanted to play at. And just kind of that's where the dreams kind of came to fruition a little bit. And kind of, well, I shouldn't say came to fruition because we're still pursuing the dreams as they are. So anyway, but that's where they really started to develop. It was kind of in those evening nines with Grandpa and spending the weekend out there practicing and playing. And so this past weekend, getting up there, and it was an awesome, awesome time. I picked up my brother here in Spring Lake, probably around 10 o'clock, made the couple-hour drive up, got there just before lunch, and spent the whole day just with my dad and my brother and my grandpa, and it was a ton of fun. Something that we don't do very often and something that we should definitely do more often. My grandpa just turned 89 this year. Sorry, Grandpa, if you're listening to this, don't mean to age you, but I love you to death, and I'm so excited to get out there and play golf with you and have you out there, because it's been a good number of years since we've done that together, and I think Bear Lake County Highlands will always kind of share a special place for both of us, and to spend the day out playing golf and spending time with my dad, too, because we didn't see each other on Father's Day. They were up north spending time with Grandma and Grandpa that weekend, and so to pick up my brother and him and I, Brenton is his name. We play golf together maybe once, maybe twice a year. I think he maybe gets out a handful of times. My dad, kind of the same boat. We've been in kind of the position where we play. He doesn't play very often, so once, twice a year tops probably for him. And a couple years ago, we got out for a Father's Day round of golf, my dad and my brother and I, at Moss Ridge, which, of course, I've kind of talked on a little bit earlier in the podcast. But, again, it's few and far between. So the opportunity to get up there and spend just a picture-perfect day. The weather was awesome. It was blue skies. It was sunny. It was just absolutely perfect. And to be able to get out there and play a game that I love and that I kind of pursue as something that I want to be good at and kind of show that to my dad and my grandpa and my brother, it's a ton of fun. And so prior to the round, we went out and hit some balls together, and it, like I said, it's been a number of years since Grandpa and I had gotten out and done much as far as golf goes, so it was kind of a special time to get out in there and show him kind of how my game has developed, how my game has changed, and how things are different now than they used to be, because we played a lot of golf together when I was younger, and I'll bet you probably in the last, gosh, I'd even be surprised if him and I had been on a golf course together in the last 8 or 10 years, between me moving down south to North Carolina for a few years and then them wintering in Florida and just coming back for the summers. I play a lot of my competition during the summer, so we wouldn't get on a golf course together very often. And again, he being the age that he is, he doesn't play as much golf as he used to, of course. I think it's even been a couple of years since he has played. So just having him out there to ride around the cart was a ton of fun. And it brought back a ton of memories and just kind of put us in a place where we would recall like what Bear Lake used to be and kind of how he would throw out some things that he remembered of how I used to play the course and play the game. But the course has changed dramatically, and I don't want to do a full kind of course overview on this pod. We only got out for 9 holes together, and just in that front nine, though, I've seen some incredible changes in compared to what the course was a decade ago when I probably last played it. It's changed immensely. And for a while there, just like most golf courses around the state kind of struggle a little bit here and there, and they have the golf industry is tough, and golf courses in Michigan are almost a dime a dozen, and so it takes a little bit to kind of get some momentum. And where Bear Lake's located, it's right there between Manistee, where you have Manistee National and Manistee Country Club, and then you've got Arcadia Bluffs just to the northwest and Crystal Mountain to the northeast, and so it's kind of a little triangle of some really great golf, and Bear Lake kind of situates itself right in the middle of it all. And so it honestly kind of probably is a little bit underrated. But overall, I mean, it's an incredible golf course and one that I highly recommend if you're up in that area that you should get out, check it out, play it. Back in the day, it used to be kind of a softer, it's a short golf course, but soft conditions. They always kept it really, really nice and green and really pretty. And over the years, it's kind of changed hands. I know it was bank owned for a while, and they still kept it in great shape, but now it's owned by Little River Casino there in Manistee, and they've put some good money into it, and they've done some really cool things. And one of those things, Bear Lake used to be, again, kind of a short course and very wide open, lots of rough, but it was always kind of lush and green and pretty and very well kept. They've implemented that kind of no-mow strategy in a lot of areas, so they've taken some of that rough in between holes and stuff that was previously very well maintained and manicured, and they've let it go natural, which is really, really cool. It frames the holes in a totally different way. So there's a few holes out there that you used to be able to just hit the ball anywhere. And now that long grass is there, and it's kind of a little bit of a different element, and kind of makes you think a little bit more when you're playing, because you can't just knock it off to the, miss it in the right rough or miss it in the left rough. You've got to pay attention to where the long grass is. But outside of the course changing a ton, my little brother, we had a good time on the range together. And again, he's one of those people that we pretty much compete at everything. So I don't know how he feels. I know golf isn't a huge passion of his. I know he enjoys the game and enjoys getting out there. I don't think he minds that I'm maybe further along in the game than he is. He has a lot of other things in life that he's a lot further along in than I am. And so anyway, but he's always looking to improve. And so we hit some balls beforehand and we're hitting them, and he's watching me and I'm watching him, and he goes, okay, how did you hit that shot? How did you do this? How did you do that? What makes you hit the ball like that? And so it's cool because he's very inquisitive. He's looking to understand kind of what the golf swing and what creates the golf shots that you're trying to hit. And so he wants to improve no matter what, even if he plays twice a year or five times a year, whatever it may be. And so just giving him some basic high level pointers, we made a few grip tweaks and changed the setup a little bit, but nothing crazy. And what's kind of cool is it took me back to my teaching days. I used to teach junior golf and give lessons periodically, just kind of on the side. And that was always a lot of fun for me. And so having an understanding of the game and be able to share that with people has always been a passion of mine as well. But my brother, so again, made a couple of grip changes. And what's cool is for a guy that only plays golf a couple times a year, he's already very athletic. He played soccer for a long, long time in life. And then in college, was a long jumper and very athletic guy. And he's always looking to kind of continue his athleticism and expand on it. But so it's not hard to kind of make changes and explain to him how the body moves and what needs to be done. But for a guy that only plays a handful of times, what's cool is the fact that he doesn't have that ingrained muscle memory for bad habits or for some of the things that might cause trouble in the golf swing. So you tell this guy, I tell him to change his grip, and is it uncomfortable? Sure. But he changes his grip and give him a few swings, and it starts to kind of hit some good shots, build some confidence, and it becomes easier to commit to and less of kind of a difficult change than maybe somebody that plays every week or every weekend or whatever that may be. And so what was cool is having him do that and immediately see results. And so we went out there, and I'm going to kind of fast forward a minute because there was one particular moment early in the round which was kind of incredibly impressive, and we joked about it and laughed about it and had a really good time. And hole 3 at Bear Lake County Highlands is a short par 4, probably 360 or 70 yards, nothing crazy at all. But the fairway really pinches in at about 180, 190. And For me, that's a shot where it's not worth hitting driver. So I leave the driver in the bag. I hit, I think, a 6-iron off of that tee just to put it out there and give myself maybe 100 or so in, give or take. And anyway, but my brother, again, just out there for a good time, looking to have fun with dad and grandpa and myself. He pulls driver, and I don't blame him. It's the easiest club in the bag to hit for him. Biggest club face, biggest club head, all that stuff. And anyway, this is not by any means a driver hole for this guy, because even though he doesn't play on the regular, but he can still hit the ball. He's tall, he's lanky, he's lean, he can create club head speed, and so he can still put it out there. And these ponds are going to be totally right in his way. And what does he do? He gets up over the ball and he takes his setup, and I can observe him just finicking with his grip. He's trying to find that spot, that sweet spot that we talked about. And what I told him was three knuckles. He struggles leaving the ball to the right. So I told him, I said, you want to see three knuckles on that left hand and just keep that right hand on top of the club. Don't let it slide underneath. And that'll help you square the club face at impact. And I can just see the wheels turning. He's up there taking his time, getting into position and looking at his hands, moving them around, getting comfortable over the ball. And then he takes this short Tony Finau looking swing, which is kind of his MO. And he just pumps one right down the middle of the fairway in between these two ponds. And it had to have gone 270, I'll bet you. He was flipping maybe 50 or 60 yards into this green. And it was just one of those moments where you're like, this dude does this a couple times a year. But with a shot like that, I mean, you would think this guy played every week. And it's so funny to me, and it was just so fun to see. And he was pumped, and my dad was proud and excited to see it, and grandpa got a good kick out of it and was super impressed. And so it's moments like that. Like, that's kind of what this whole weekend was all about for me. I wanted to get out there with dad and grandpa and have a good time and make some memories, because, again, we don't do that very often. So having that experience was really super special. And dad, he only plays a couple times a year too. I think he was kind of joking a little bit. He wanted to get out and hit some balls beforehand, because he said he hadn't swung a club in 2 years. And he's never been a big golfer, just kind of plays the game casually for fun, of course, and a couple times a year. We usually get out maybe once, twice. But he comes and watches me play competitively, and always has. And he's been a part of the journey as well, of course, and supported me along the way. So just being able to get out there and have this time on the golf course together, that was dedicated to just being out there with each other and enjoying a game that we all kind of have a passion for and enjoy in different capacities. So for me, I like to show people what I do now and how I've kind of improved. That was fun to me to share that with grandpa. And my dad hasn't been to an event in a little bit, so I know he hasn't seen me play for some time. And then my brother's fun just because we're always competitive and he's always trying to one-up me. And I will give him mad props. I'll shout out to little brother Brenton here. If you're listening to this pod, man, this hole where I'm talking about, where he hit that drive down the pipe, split these ponds and stuff, he made par. I made bogey. So congrats, little brother. You did get me on that hole. I know you were pretty proud of that, and I was proud of you for it. So I figure I might as well just share that and let you guys know that. So it was a humbling moment, but that's golf, and that's the beauty of the game, is we can all have a good time no matter what our skill level is, no matter how often we play, no matter what the game has to offer. It's just one of those where you can get out there and you can have a good time with your friends or with your family, and you win some, you lose some. I mean, some holes are good, some holes are bad, and that's the beauty of the game of golf. But long story short, like I said, I'm not going to cover the whole course because I want to get back up there, and I want to spend some time again with grandpa and my dad and my brother, if we can squeeze it in, and get out there and play the back nine. And at that point, I'd love to give you guys kind of a course overview, because, again, it's one of those golf courses that it's a beautiful piece of land, and it's one that's probably significantly underrated based on what's in the proximity of the course. And so I highly recommend, if you're in the Manistee area, take the time to drive up. It's 20 minutes north, and check out Bear Lake County Highlands. It's a kind of a hidden gem, at least a special track for me, and you won't be disappointed, I promise you that. But this week, to kind of transition ahead, again, I've kind of taken a little bit of a break and enjoyed some time without a golf club in hand. It's allowed me to do some things that I like dedicating my time to as well, like fitness, for example. And so I want to put out a future podcast and kind of share with you guys a little bit kind of golf talk and fitness, because it's a huge, I mean, golfers are athletes. There's no doubt about it. And that kind of really came to fruition when Tiger kind of hit his prime and took his fitness and athleticism to another level. And you've seen everybody on tour follow suit. And if you're paying attention these days to guys like Bryson DeChambeau, who is just putting on pound after pound after pound in an effort to hit the ball further, and he's doing it. And shoot, I mean, it's incredible to watch. It's a lot of fun. And so I've always dedicated a bit of time to fitness as well. So at home this week, I took the time to clean out my garage. I got a TV out here now and moved all my weights out here, and then picked up one of those foam floor mats. So I've got kind of my man cave and at home gym space, so I can sit out here and watch some golf and hang out on the weekends, and then the mornings get my workout in and lift some weights and do that. And so I want to put out a podcast for you guys. I know we've been talking tournaments and profiling a few golf courses here and there, but there's so many elements to the game of golf that are outside of that. So we'll put out a fitness pod for you guys just to kind of talk a little bit about strength and flexibility and what I've done personally in an effort to improve my body and improve my game. And I've, over the course of time, some things have worked, some things haven't, but that's kind of fun to me, is having that experimentation and kind of fine tuning the process. It's all a learning experience. So I'll share a little bit about that with you guys, but mostly just kind of want to put out a podcast. Wish you guys happy 4th of July. If you're playing this weekend, awesome. Stay cool out there. Stay hydrated. It's hot as blazes. I'm probably not going to touch a club until next week when I'm trying to get ramped up for the Kent County Am out there at Kauffman. We'll probably, I don't know, we'll record something next week and talk about the course and do a little pre-cap for the event. But also, kind of spoiler alert, I'm going to have another guest on the pod in the next week or so, and we're going to have some fun with this one, because I talk golf from my perspective, kind of how I play the game and perceive things and the events that I compete in and stuff like that. But I got a guy, he's a really good friend and again, a coworker of mine, who's a diehard NASCAR fan. And so between Paul and I, and being the avid golfers that we are, and we've got this guy, Derek, and he's going to be on the pod. He's been kind of chomping at the bit to, he's a thinker. He's got creative ideas, and he's got a lot of going on upstairs, and it's a riot. And so I mean that in the best way, Derek. So if you're listening to this, I'm stoked for what your content proposal is. I know we kind of talked a little bit about it, and you're going to put together a handful of questions. I mean, we could probably talk for hours on this, but you're going to put together a handful of questions that a non-golfer wants to ask golfers. And I have absolutely no clue what is going to come of this, but I guarantee you it's going to be entertaining. So we're going to have Derek on the pod. We're going to have Paul join us as well. So we're going to have the three of us kind of group up, and Paul and I are going to field golf questions from a diehard NASCAR fan. And so I promise you, you're going to want to tune into that episode coming up. It's going to be a trip. But other than that, I mean, if you guys got content, I know I could review courses until I'm blue in the face. I mean, shoot, I was thinking Grand Rapids area alone, I could probably review a different golf course every week for at least a year before I run out of potential content here. So if you've got some ideas, I mean, you guys are the listeners, what do you guys want to hear? What do you want to talk about? If you've got something, I've really enjoyed the last few podcasts, the people that have reached out on Instagram. And just to kind of reiterate my Instagram, that's where I'm going to probably be most active. So hit me up. It's at gsmithgolf there on Instagram. So send me a message, whatever you want to do there. That's where I've had the opportunity to connect with a lot of cool people over the last few weeks, especially, and talk golf and other things as well. So anyway, hit me up. I mean, if you want to talk content, let's pitch some ideas. I mean, I'm happy to kind of share whatever you guys want to hear. You guys are the listeners, so let's make this more interactive and engaging for everybody. And I might grab a couple of the people that have hit me up and who knows, do an episode on the podcast with them. So let's see what you got, guys. Shoot me a message. But other than that, have a great weekend. Enjoy the 4th and enjoy time with family, with friends. Celebrate responsibly. And when you get a chance, tune in. Tune into the next week's pod. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up. So we look forward to sharing it with you guys. And until next time, Garrett Smith here at Michigan Golf. And we'll catch up with you guys all soon.